7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome to another questionable episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is your host, the Craftsman. No, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I need to drink some tea. Oh, it's good. Drinking Che Guanyin today. Just what I needed. It's so good. Okay, so what are we doing? Oh. Well, once again, it seemed like a really nice day to go outside. Although it was overcast. It's warm. It's like 15 degrees. It's not sunny. And I thought it was nice and still, but I was looking out the window and then I saw the trees go sideways. And now I can hear some wind. So, yeah, like an hour ago, it was kind of still. But, yeah, no, I can hear wind just sitting here. So we're not going outside today. Although I think I'm going to plan on going to the creek on Monday. I don't know if I'm going to take you with me or not. But, you know, I got to wait a couple of weekend days. Maybe some golf balls we'll collect. Then we can find some golf balls. Or maybe some owls. Oh, okay, so I'm sitting here. My back hurts. It's not, I don't know if it hurts. Yeah, it sort of hurts. My back is stiff and weird. It's not my regular back problem. This is more of the good problem. Because this will go away here in a minute or two. And is caused by sleeping well. I slept really good last night. And so I must have, laid on my back at some point in time when I was sleeping. I think I did that early. Anyway, I'm kind of like, But that's okay, because I had lots of great ideas last night. All of yesterday. Somehow yesterday was just great idea day. I had so many great ideas that I don't even know if we're going to be able to get to them all. One idea was a synth idea, and we'll get to that here in a few minutes, because the other ideas were also synth ideas, but not executed yet. Right before I fell asleep, I had some great ideas, and so I wrote them down so as not to forget. So when I woke up this morning, I found my notebook laying right here, and it says, patch offset through VCA, send envelope / mod to VCA output to geometry control voltage input. Yeah, I know what that means. I know what that means. But now I'm thinking, why do I want to do that? Yeah, it'll sound cool. Basically, what I think I'm trying to do here is VCA an offset, which I don't know, it can be done. Yeah, no problem. But then how am I going to modulate the VCA? Well, we've got plenty of ways to do that, I guess, and blah, blah, blah. We can figure that one out later. And then the other thing I wrote, and this is the thing that was weird. Because I was actually laying down, trying to sleep, with my eyes closed when I had this idea. And so I sort of had to get up halfway, grab a pen and the notebook, and include this second note to self. Yeah, and this is when I was thinking of the logistical things, and boy, this seemed like a great idea last night, but now it doesn't seem like such a great idea. But written down on the notebook, it says, foam, foam synth ends in box, question mark? And I know what that means. It means that we need to get up, go out in the garage, and look in the box for my synthesizer case for any packing styrofoam. See where I'm going with this? Okay, let's go. You know, I've been thinking about how to transport my synthesizer. And last night I was thinking, okay, well, I can put it in the back of my car and put some things around it to sort of wedge it in so it doesn't slide around and do weird stuff. And I was thinking, okay, well, what do I have that I can shove in there and blah, blah, blah. And I started realizing, oh, I've got that one piece of foam upstairs. I've got this piece of styrofoam, some extruded polystyrene that was for my TV or my microwave or something. I don't remember, but I saved it. And could we just drop that right into that thing? I don't know. We'd have to measure it. But it got me to thinking about styrofoam and the ends. And I was thinking, okay, well, and anyway, so my mind came up with, yes, did my synthesizer case, did the rack actually come with some foam ends that we could throw on there? And, you know, that would be it's not exactly a solution to our problem, but it's an additive thing. It helps. It's the beginning of a solution. Okay, so here I am in my garage, and I have the box in hand. Oh, and I'm going to set it on the hood of my car. And now I got to try to figure out how to open the box. Wait, it sounds like there's something in there. Since I can't use two hands, this is going to be a voyage of discovery. So, the box is getting opened. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 Daddy. And here in the box are some foam ends, but they're not polystyrene foam. They're that other stuff, the good stuff, and they're extra thick and big. Oh, yeah. And there's another piece in here. It's just sort of a U shape. Now, the big question is, how far do they go? Oh, wow. Yeah, these foam ends, I was thinking, well, maybe they're only like 3 or 4 centimeters deep, and we can just fit them right on there, because, remember, should we just grab these? Let's just grab them. Remember, the synth is patched, and it has to remain patched while I transport it, or at least mostly patched. Okay, we're going to go back into the house here, and yeah, see, just looking over there, I can see, this is a problem. I can't fit the ends on while it's patched, while the synth is patched, because the patch cables stick out, and some knobs stick out. But I suppose I could do a little bit of cutting, and make these, you know, sort of custom fit type of things. And yeah, okay, I'm going to take these pieces of foam back outside. I'm going to put them back in the garage. Now that I know that I have these, yeah, this is a good opportunity. So we put our shoes back on. We walk through the door. Wow, and the wind has really come up. I can hear it breathing the garage door. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Close this box back up. I'm only going to close it up halfway. We're going to put the box back over here. And that just made me accidentally knock over Another box? What's in this box? Oh, other boxes. This is a box full of boxes that's now more stable. Turn off the light and we can return to the great indoors. Which has got me thinking about something else. The piece of styrofoam that's upstairs that currently acts as a guitar holder. How big is it exactly? Well, it's kind of big. Kind of big is not good enough. So we're going to grab a tape measure. The first one I grabbed. Oh, it's an American one. And we're going to measure this piece of styrofoam. Oh, and here comes my cat. The inside is just shy of 30 inches. And it's clearly wide enough. It's long enough. This is 30 inches. I'm trying to remember, how long is the synth? Was it something like 33 inches? Okay, now my cat's chasing the tape measure around because, oh, we love the tape measure. Pippa, I gotta measure the synth. I hope you don't think this is some kind of... yeah, be careful. Crazy cat. Try not to step on my cat as I measure my synthesizer, but I can't measure it because the cat's just too fascinated. Synthesizer is a little bit more than 28 inches. But I forgot how big the styrofoam is. So now we got to go back up. Okay, synthesizer is 28 inches. We're going back up here to the styrofoam. And, oh yes, the synth would fit in here. Hi, baby. Yeah, you like the tape measure? Yes, it's so fun. Oh, it disappeared. It's magic. Oh, my cat is fascinated by the tape measure. All right, so at least I have a piece of styrofoam with a small lip around the edge that I can set the synthesizer on. And that'll fit in the back of my car. Then I can wedge it up with some other stuff. And now what's the cat doing? The cat's weaving between my legs. All right, let's go back downstairs with the cat. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, so we've got... My brain feels happy now that we have figured out some styrofoam things. So that's good. So now I'm going to move over here into the synth zone, and I'm going to tell you about the synth stuff that I did yesterday. Should I grab the notebook so we can do the new thing? Should we try this now? Yeah, maybe. I think I remember what I'm trying to do. So do we have synth? Oh yeah, we got some synth. Sounds lovely. And then there's this. Yeah, we got drum stuff to do, right? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing today? Left off, but this is technically the drum beat, right? What were we doing? Oh yeah, okay, so let me unplug this first. We're gonna Oh, now we're out of damn cables. Except we're not really out of patch cables. The other patch cables are upstairs in the bathroom. Wait, can we just reach from here to there? No. Okay, hold on a second. Let me grab another cable here. We got a cable. And originally, I don't remember where we left off, so we're just gonna do some weirdness, okay? And if this sounds familiar, well, think of it as a refresher course. What I did was, and I think you were with me, we added a thing. We added this. Oops, I plugged the... Oh, wait, this isn't gonna work. Yes, it is. We need to unplug this. And this gets plugged into here. Okay, so you might remember that this is somewhere where we left off a couple days ago. Except instead of on the 16th notes, you are now hearing like cymbal. We had like a weird snare sound. So we just got tick, 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 tick. And we can change that sound and we can do all kinds of weird stuff with it. But the first thing I thought was, I don't like that 16th note ticka 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 ticka, because that just, you know, when the bass is going, we got plenty of stuff on the 16ths. Right? So let's get into some things here. One, two, one. Okay, so here's our groove, right? And I have to admit, it doesn't sound bad. It's just sort of boring. So what I thought I would do is find some more interesting modulation to use as a trigger. And what more interesting modulation did I find? Well, what I decided to do was to split one of the modulation channels out of my modulation source. So I just ran one of the outputs into a mult, and then coming out of the mult, I fed it into our little hi-hat sound here. And that sounds like this. Where is it? Why is this little cable down here? Okay. Do I have the right cable? I have the right cable. I'm plugging it in. Okay. So now we have tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. And you might be wondering, well, what's so great about that, Tub? Well, this is great because now when we change to different modulation profiles, that sound follows along. So there we got an offbeat eighths. And now we got tickety tick 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 tick. And then of course we've got this. One, two, three, four. Okay, that's cool. Oh, there's none on this one. Let's go to the next one. Okay, that's great, no? Okay. So you might be wondering, yes, but what about the split? What else does that go to? Well, that modulation that's giving us the triggers to make the hi-hat sound is the same modulation that we're using to open the VCA for our chanting monk voice. Notice that those are hitting at the exact same time. Let's change it. Yeah, that was my brilliant idea. And this is good because I can use them together, I can use them separately, and we've got some interest. Okay, so that's fun and all. Let's go back to this one. Okay, so let's kill the voice. And there's our drums. And our bass that's slowly fading out. And so then I thought, okay, now that I've got all this figured out, I then picked up the manual and I said, how do I assign control voltage? And I read in the manual, oh, you push this button, you turn the knob, you push the button again when the switch is in this position, blah, blah, blah. So I assigned CV to it, and now we can plug in CV. And did I do it on the pitch or the decay? I don't remember, but now we can get variations. So sometimes it sounds like open hi-hat, sometimes it sounds like closed hi-hat. Here we go. And occasionally we get a hit that sounds like a choked cymbal. Like somebody hit the cymbal and then grabbed it, right? And this is just LFO. I've got triangle LFO going into the CV. And it sounds cool. Let's face it. Let's bring it all back. Now the funny thing is last night, before going to bed, I had this going, and then suddenly I didn't like it anymore. So let's bring it all back and see if it sounds any better this morning, this afternoon, whatever. Okay, so far so good. And we'll bring in some of these. Thank you. okay. So, we definitely have a thing. And it didn't sound as bad to me that time. Now, if I had an extra switch, and we're going to have to build some more switches, some more mute slash punch-in switches, because I would like to run that through here. Although the module has a mute button, it's sort of hard to get to. It's not hard to get to. And I don't know what I'm trying to explain, if I'm trying to explain anything at all. 2, 3, 4. Now we got the cymbal and the guy singing. I did a little manual CV mute there by unplugging it. So that's always an option. Sketchy. What else? We got more modulation. What are we using this for? Oh yeah, that's clock now. And that, why does that have to hit that? Why are we doing this again? Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, and this is the end of the line. The end of the line for me, yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
We can also plug in random voltage from the white noise generator. That doesn't sound good. Undo.